You're listening to The Takeaway on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. A proposed Pulaski County sales tax increase that could significantly impact public transportation is among the items to be considered next week by voters. KUAR's David Monteith has a look at what this could mean.
Rock Region Metro, formerly known as Central Arkansas Transit, is asking voters to approve a quarter-cent sales tax increase. It's projected to generate $18 million, all earmarked for public transit. According to Executive Director Jared Varner, the additional revenue would allow the organization to be more responsive to current passenger needs and attract new riders.
Our system is anchored in a funding structure that was developed in 1986, and so it's very difficult for us to make major service changes. So we want to modernize what we do.
Currently, the bus system is financed primarily from the budgets of the cities it serves. Varner says the quarter-cent sales tax is the only option for a dedicated flexible revenue stream under Arkansas law. It would also address common complaints from riders, like this one from a woman who identified herself as Darby. She was waiting while riders paid their fares to board a bus.
I live on Crystal Valley. In Crystal Valley, there is no bus service, you know, and it's bad because people in rural areas need to ride buses too. I think that they need to go to Jacksonville.
Darby says she takes the bus twice a week despite having to be shuttled to the bus stop by friends. Infrequent service and limited routes have created a system that is used mainly by those who have no alternatives, as described by Daily Writer Matthew Costley.
Actually, the bus system is actually for the lower class people, the people they don't have money. I mean, some upper class people do use it, but it's mainly for the lower class, and some people don't have money even for a phone. I've been there, I've been on the streets, I've been homeless a long time, and they're kind of dependent on knowing when the bus comes and when it doesn't.
Rock Region Metro's plan for improving the passenger experience and increasing the number of riders is outlined on its website. It includes extending the hours of weekday routes, adding shuttles to Maumelle, Jacksonville, and Sherwood, and creating new crosstown routes in North Little Rock. David Ray, the state director for the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity, says he knows of no organized opposition to the ballot initiative, but his group has been going door-to-door to educate voters about the proposal.
When we talk to people at their doorstep, a lot of people are wondering, you know, if the county wants to raise the sales tax, why is that money not going to address our crumbling roads or our overcrowded prisons or our struggling schools? Why is the money going to expand bus routes? That's a question that we do get a lot from people.
His group is not officially supporting or opposing the tax increase. Economist and former University of Arkansas at Little Rock professor Jim Metzger understands concerns about the tax, but says he believes the overall impact of improvements to public transit would be positive.
It should have considerable, what economists call, spillover effects, or sometimes we call it positive externalities. That means simply that what spending happens here is going to reverberate into other sections. So it actually has the ability to be what economists used to call an engine of growth.
Rock Region Metro's Jared Varner hopes the new buses, website, and mobile app that have been launched in recent months have been enough to persuade voters to support the proposal.
The focus of the program is connecting communities to opportunities, job opportunities, healthcare, education. And so we need better service. We need more frequent service. We need more buses to more places more often, is the bottom line.
David Monteith, KUAR News.